I want to invite those who just feel that they cannot see themselves in what is being done to come out, including those with disabilities. So I do focus on the neurodiverse community and students with disabilities within my research. So I am very, very, very competent and aware of the struggles and barriers that these students may face.
Thank you very much for those insights. And now, can you tell us about the key pillars of your campaign platform?
For sure. So starting off with fostering an inclusive community, as I mentioned before, I do want to build a stronger sense of belonging for all SGPS members and organize events and initiatives that promote diversity, equity, and inclusion and all the IEDIAA values beyond just using it as a buzzword. Beyond that, strengthening community connections. So I do want to make sure that everyone's voices are heard and represented, and beyond that, taking initiative. So hearing and listening is one thing, but putting into action is a whole different thing. And that step has to be taken. And lastly, supporting policy change. So I will work towards pushing for change in policy that directly impacts students. So advocating for better funding, academic support, and housing, because currently it is an issue. The funding that we as professional and graduate students receive isn't enough for the cost of living. And with the housing crisis and food insecurity in Kingston currently, it is a huge issue. So I do feel that that has to be acknowledged for the mental health and well-being of all professional and graduate students.
Thank you very much. And now finally, Tanya, how can people learn more about you and also vote?
So you can learn more about me actually just by looking me up. So you can find my student profile under the Faculty of Education and learn more about my experiences. Beyond that, you can email me. I would be glad to answer any questions about my platform at tanya.joseph@queensu.ca. And SGPS also has our platforms posted under the elections link. Feel free to connect with me on social media or LinkedIn. And again, I will be responsive. I believe that communication is key. So if you have any questions, feel free to contact me.
Wonderful. Folks, we have been chatting with Tanya Joseph, candidate for SGPS VP Community. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And thank you to Tanya Joseph, VP Community candidate, for taking the time to chat with us here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We're now going to turn it over to Abhyas Karim, chatting with VP Finance candidate Oishik Bhattacharya about his campaign.
Hi folks, this is Abhyas from CFRC. We will be talking to Oishik Bhattacharya. He is running for Vice President Finance and Service for SGPS, and we will be talking to him about it. Hi Oishik, how are you doing today?
Hello Abhyas, I'm doing good, pretty well. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you for asking. So tell us a bit about yourself and what position you are running for.
Okay, so my name is Oishik Bhattacharya, and right now, currently, I'm pursuing my Master's of Law at the Queen's University, and I'm also holding two positions apart from it as the SGPS member representing the Faculty of Law and also as the finance head at the Association of Indian Graduate Students at Queen's. And I am running for the position of Vice President Finance and Service in the SGPS election because I really want to contribute to for the betterment of the financial standards of the graduate and professional students at Queen's.
Sounds awesome. So why are you running for office? Is there any particular reason? I mean, what inspired you to run for this position?
The particular reason I'm running for this position is I see that there is a lack of financial transparency for all the SGPS members. Thus, I believe the importance in the financial transparency and accessibility for the students. So I wish to manage the finances effectively and ensuring that students have access to high quality services, which is also important for fostering an inclusive and supportive environment for all the international graduate and professional students. Moreover, I would also like to support the SGPS committee by strengthening the existing services and also introducing some new initiatives for the need-based students.
That sounds awesome. So Oishik, how can people learn more about you and vote for you?
People and students can know more about me through my social media and Instagram channel at b.jaunty_, and also by attending some of the events hosted by the SGPS committee. And moreover, if they are more eager to know about me, they can go to the Faculty of Law website, where my name have been introduced as the representing member. So from there also they can know about me.
Great. Thank you, Oishik, for giving us your time today, and best of luck for your campaign.
Thank you so much.
Folks, that was me, Abhyas from CFRC, talking to Oishik Bhattacharya. He is running for Vice President Finance and Services for SGPS.
And thank you to Oishik Bhattacharya for chatting with Abhyas for CFRC's Campus Beat coverage of SGPS elections. We now turn it back over to Abhyas with a statement read for the VP graduate candidate Ali Fathi, followed by interviews with Ikeo Luwapu Barua and Surabhi Velagala.
Hello folks, I'm Abhyas from CFRC News. In this segment, I'll be reading a statement provided by Mr. Ali Fathi, who is running for Vice President graduate position in the upcoming SGPS elections. I am Ali, a proud international student and PhD candidate in the Civil Engineering Department. I am passionate about student rights and making sure graduate students get what they deserve. I am running for Vice President Graduate. The income and outcome in graduate students' lives are not satisfying the minimum requirements, and this needs to be resolved somehow. So I want to be their voice to reflect the issues and try to resolve them by making their quality of life better. I have 3 primary goals. I want to increase the quantity and quality of available food resources available on campus for graduate students to tackle any kind of food insecurities. I also want to improve the financial status of graduate students by fighting to increase funding and maintain unlimited supply of subsidized student housing for our students, since the rental cost for our housing has been increased at high rates these past couple of years. So these are my motivations to become a candidate for SGPS's VP graduate. I have distributed my posters across campus so graduate students can know more about me and my goals. I also want to answer any questions if you have, and people can contact me at any time through my Queen's email. This brings us to the end of the statement. I'm Abhyas from CFRC News, and I was reading a statement provided by Mr. Ali Fathi, who is running for VP graduate position in the upcoming SGPS elections. Hello folks, this is Abhyas from CFRC. We have Ike Barua with us in studio today. He will be running for the Vice President graduate position of SGPS. Let's talk to Ike and know more about him. Hello Ike, how are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing great, Abhyas. And you?
I'm doing fine, thank you for asking. Can you tell us a bit about yourself and the position you are running for?
Yeah, I am Ike Oluwapo Barua. People usually call me IK or Ike, so I'm good with any. And I'm running for, I'm a PhD candidate in the Faculty of Education at Queen's University, and I'm running for the position of VP graduate as SGPS. Prior to this time, I've served, you know, a couple of positions. I've been a faculty representative. I've been an education steward. I've served as the occupational health and safety officer at PSCC 91. I'm presently sitting as the co-chair of the Joint Health and Safety Committee representing the students and all graduate workers. Yeah.
Awesome. So, any particular reason you are running for office?
Oh, there are a couple of reasons, obvious. I think the first one I'm going to start with is as an international student, you know, international students don't want to take positions. They don't want to, because of some circumstances, probably cultural factors and different factors. But I've always had this pushbacks also, like, you know, prior to me, you know, going for this position, like in my former position, I had the pushbacks, you can't do it, you know, this is not your space and stuff like that. But, you know, I went on and I was elected at the end of it. So I believe I can do the same this time. And I've also, like, through my position, the positions I've held, I've mentored a couple of people, like being a mentor to different kind of folks. And I've also been under the, you know, mentorship classes from leaders, you know, yeah, like that. So I believe it would be a good opportunity for me to go in and represent the graduate student as a whole. And also one thing I would also add to that is that the issue of main campus, West Campus, Faculty of Education student hardly participate in politics. And so it would be a good opportunity for me, you know, being a voice for people, for, you know, even like seeing me even in a position. And I've also delivered in times past, and I'm hoping that I would do the same and more, you know, at SGPS.
Great. Sounds awesome. So what are the key pillars of your platform?
Yeah, if elected, I have a couple of them. Yeah, so the first thing I'm looking at is, which I think it may be common even among us, is like funding, housing, and food security. I've been part of different organizations. I'm presently part of different groups, for example, like the community housing groups and a couple of them like that. And I've seen the struggles. I've also led, you know, different groups. I've seen the struggles that people face. It's not like I listen to them, you know. I'm also part of the system. So we are looking for ways to, you know, to make sure that people have a better life. So one of the things is advocating for funding, housing, and food security. And another thing I would say is to strengthen the peer advisors program, you know, that is peculiar to my position. Also in the Faculty of Education, I've worked with a couple of folks, and I'm hoping that I'll be able to, you know, use my experience in that field, in that area, you know, to extend and to do possible, you know, thing in the office, like as a VP graduate.
Right.
I'm also hoping to expand access to academic and professional resources. I've done this a couple of times. Presently, I founded, I don't want to use the word high, but I've been so resourceful, like to the founding of the Queen's Journal of Education. When I came on board in 2022, I realized that the Faculty of Education does not have a peer access, a peer-reviewed open access journal. And it was because I served as an associate editor. I served as a managing editor for the magazine. It was called Research in a Nutshell. So, but I felt like we needed, you know, an open access journal. And through my support and, you know, working with people, we were able to found that, and we're open to put a first call for papers, you know, sometimes this January or February. So that's one of the achievements, like giving more access and resources to graduates. And I believe I can also do more. Then also like improving the mental health and support of graduate students by probably removing barriers for them to access resources and for them to, you know, passing through the professional system and the professional student program. The graduate program is taxing already, and we have to take care of our mental health. So removing some barriers and, you know, some criteria can also work, and also introducing them to like a couple of resources. And lastly, I would say foster a sense of belonging for all. As an international student, as a Black person, I've struggled, and you know, I'm really in the best position for me to create this avenue for people to see that even someone like me can go in there, can do this, and foster this kind of sense of belonging, because I know what it takes to, you know, to bring about a sense of belonging, not just like the performative diversity, inclusion that we talk about, but a sense of belonging where people feel belonged in the space.
Awesome. Okay, so how can people learn more about you and vote?
Yeah, I have my social media. I'm on Instagram. My handle on Instagram is ikbounce, ikbounce. And on X, yeah, I was about saying Twitter. So it's ikbouncehub, like ikbouncehub, ikbouncehub. My handles on Facebook and LinkedIn is the same. It's Ikeoluwakpo Barua. Ikeoluwakpo B Barua. Ikeoluwakpo B Barua. Yeah, so I can be reached out on any of those. And if anyone desires to check my if anybody wants to check my background, like my research expertise, you can just put my name on Google. I'm very sure it would, you know, come up. I've done a couple of works, and I'm still doing a couple of works. So I believe that people can read a lot about me from these social media platforms.
Right. Okay, EK, it was lovely to have you in studio with us. Best of luck for your campaign.
Thank you very much, Abhyas.
Folks, that was me, Abhyas, from CFRC News, talking to EK Barua, running for Vice President Graduate of SGPS. Hi folks, this is Abhyas from CFRC. We have Soravi Velagala with us in studio today. She is running for VP Graduate for SGPS, and we will be talking to Soravi about it. Hi Soravi, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. So Soravi, tell us about yourself and what position you are running for.
So currently I'm in my first year of the Master's in Epidemiology program here, where I serve as the 2026 cohort student representative for my program and an events planning executive member for the Student Association and the Joy Committee. Currently for SGPS, the current election, I'm running for the VP graduate position.
Wow. So why are you running for office? I mean, what inspired you to run for this position?
The reason that I'm running is because I really want to ensure a better quality of life for our students through many means and various areas of concern, and make sure that they are adequately supported and informed about the reliable resources that we have. And I also want to make sure that we take collective action towards addressing the needs of our graduate student body. And by collective, I mean taking measures which address these goals by not only being adaptable to modify them while taking the student's body's feedback into consideration. And the main reason is that I've seen and experienced firsthand the challenges that are faced by graduate students, especially through my faculty, which arise, for example, from housing and food insecurity and inadequate financial stability, all while they're still balancing their academic and professional successes and responsibilities. And as graduate students, our academic and professional successes, I believe, should not have to come at the cost of our health or be hindered by any of these concerns like food insecurity and housing. So that's one of the reasons that I'm running for office.
Amazing. So if I may ask, what are the key pillars of your platform?
The key pillars of my platform are, I plan to address four things. So I plan to approach the four key pillars of my campaign while addressing the need for better funding and ensuring fair working conditions. And I know that our needs are dynamic and they depend on the situations that we may need to prioritize differently. So I want to do this by being open to communication and feedback from within our student body, but also staff and organizations which are heavily involved with our graduate students. So the first pillar that I want to address is food insecurity and housing. And I aim to advocate for affordable food, food resources and housing initiatives, and increase the access to reliable food programs by collaborating, maintaining good reputable relationships with organizations within and also outside campus. And I know that we have a lot of good programs in place, but I feel that we can still improve them through advocacy, learning from our environment, and also getting feedback and ideas from students. And secondly, my second pillar is, as someone who works in mental health research, I believe that it's crucial to have adequate resources and support just to maintain good mental and overall health. So for a while, I've read that students are not able to make time for themselves due to the academic pressures and professional pressures that they face. And they apparently don't really know about the resources that we provide. So I really want to make an effort to make students more aware of such resources and workshops and increase their access to them. The third pillar that I want to address is to make efforts towards professional development and academic success so that graduate students can make an efficient transition into the work field or higher studies easier after completing graduate studies. So I aim to do this by enhancing professional development opportunities in various ways, such as like increasing and promoting awareness about scholarships and awards, both internal and external, but also increasing exposure to mentorship and networking opportunities. So through this, I hope that I hope that I can make graduate students feel supported and empowered towards their next steps.
Right.
And lastly, I think it's very important to build and maintain strong and meaningful connections with people and build a good community. And as a first generation immigrant who has the privilege of studying in this diverse and inclusive country, I am committed to promoting and celebrating the diversity of all graduate students, no matter the background, no matter the abilities. And by supporting our existing organizations, such as the QUSC and like other student organizations that we have on campus, while also collaborating with off-campus initiatives, I feel that we can strengthen bonds and we can be a little more culturally sensitive to our peers, allowing us to see things from different lenses.
Awesome. So that brings me to my last question. How can people learn more about you and vote?
LinkedIn, which just uses my name, Sarabi Valagala, and my Instagram, SVELA2001, are my main social media and campaigning platforms. So you can read all about my experiences and my campaign a lot more in depth on those platforms. But I also really enjoy communicating with people. So anyone can reach me by email, which can be found on the Elections Candidate Information website on SGPS. Or if you just see me on campus, don't be afraid to say hi and chat. I'm more than happy to answer any kind of questions throughout my campaign. If my campaign resonates with you, to show your support by voting for me during the voting period that goes from January 29th to the 30th, where all SGPS members will receive ballots through Simply Voting. Every vote counts.
That's amazing. Thank you, Saravi. Best of luck for your campaign. So folks, this was me, Abhyas from CFRC, in conversation with Surabhi Velagala, who is running for VP graduate for SGPS.
And thank you to Surabhi Velagala and Ikeo Luwapu Barua for joining Abhyas in the studio to chat about their campaigns, and to Ali Fathi for submitting his statement to us. Coming up now, we have a statement from Amir Shataya, running for VP Professional, followed by Jaya Kumar, who is chatting with VP Professional candidates Destine Lee and Megan Roth, and will end with Abhyas's interview with Rit Nanda, also running for VP Professional. Thanks for joining us. And welcome back. Coming up in this segment, we have a statement from Amir Shataya, candidate for Vice President Professional. Amir Shataya is a master's candidate in electrical and computer engineering at Queen's University, where he serves as a teaching assistant and research assistant in the Kaufman Lab for Safety Critical Software Engineering under the supervision of Dr. Sean Kaufman. With a proven track record of leadership and professional excellence, Amir is passionate about advancing the career development opportunities available to graduate students. Amir brings extensive experience in embedded systems, robotics, AI, and cloud computing developed through his academic and professional journey. He has held leadership roles, including empowering teams to innovate and excel, and has mentored aspiring engineers in technical and professional skills. His professional background includes internships at global organizations such as Siemens Digital Industries Software, Huawei, and Valeo, where he developed expertise in cutting-edge technologies like AutoSAR, RTOS, embedded Linux, and cloud computing. Amir also led the team to win first place at the Huawei ICT Competition Global Final, showcasing his ability to lead and deliver exceptional results. If elected Vice President Professional, Amir will advocate for practical workshops, career panels, and networking events tailored to graduate students' professional development needs, strengthen connections between graduate students and industry professionals, creating more pathways to mentorships, internships, and career opportunities, provide accessible resources to help students bridge the gap between academia and industry, ensuring they are well prepared for their professional futures, and promote inclusivity and ensure that all voices are represented in building a thriving professional community at Queen's University. Amir Shataya is dedicated to supporting his peers' professional aspirations and fostering an environment where every graduate student has the tools and opportunities to succeed. Thank you to the SGPS for providing the statement on behalf of Amir Shataya.
Okay, this interview will be with SDPS VP candidate Destine Lee. So question number one, tell us about yourself and what position you're running for.
Hi, thank you for having me. I would say that I'm running for VP professional, and I'm a very outgoing and friendly person that loves to work with other people. And I find that I can actually do more things for others than I can for myself.
Okay, great. Thank you. And tell us about why you're running for office.
I love to be involved in the student body committee. As my past experience in business school, I was also the VP academic. And I think it's a great way to be connected to other students and help in a sense that furthers the academic experience.
Great. Thank you. And tell us what the key pillars of your platform are.
My three pillars are advocacy, legacy efficiency, as well as furthering connection.
Great, thank you. And how can people learn more about you and also cast their vote?
Well, to cast votes, you can go to the SGPS website. There's also our bios that are listed. And then to reach out to me personally, you can email me at destine.l@queensu.ca. And that's spelled destine.l@queensu.ca. And I hope to hear back from you.
Okay, great. Thank you. This interview will be with Megan Roth, SGPS VP candidate. Okay, so question one. Tell us about yourself and what position you're running for.
Thanks, Jaya, for having me. So my name is Megan, and I'm running for VP professional. So a little bit about me. From an education standpoint, I did a physiology undergrad at Western. Then I worked in pediatric clinical research for a few years. Then I went back to school for accelerated nursing at U of T. And then I worked as a nurse at SickKids in multi-organ transplant, and then at BC Children's in the pediatric intensive care unit. Before I transitioned to medical school, which I am in now, I'm a second year med student, and I work part-time as a nurse at Millhaven Correctional Facility. So I'm enjoying medical school, and on my time off, I like to spend as much time outdoors as possible. I recently moved from Vancouver, so I'm trying to kind of replicate that lifestyle here. And one of the goals I'm working towards is a triathlon in the summer. So that's a little bit about me.
Great, thank you. And tell us about why you're running for office.
Yes, so I've worked professionally as a nurse for the last 4.5 years, and then professionally as a clinical research assistant before that. So I think I'm quite aware of the professional responsibilities transitioning from being a learner to working as a professional in real life. And I can definitely appreciate the challenges. So I want to take that perspective to, you know, support my peers as much as possible. So I'm definitely familiar with the challenges in a medical aspect, but I've also worked closely with various people involved in law, lawyers, plaintiffs, defendants in a medical legal role that I've held for about 9 years. So I can understand the challenges of law as well. But specifically at Queen's, there's quite a limited opportunity for collaboration, especially within and between the professional programs and their connection with the graduate programs. For example, there's no collaboration between like nurse practitioner, epidemiology, health promotion, graduate programs, and medicine that exist right now at Queen's. So I really think that's an opportunity to kind of improve things. I'd also like to improve collaborative relationships within professionals and kind of professional students, and broaden the definition of professional, because right now Queen's definition of professional program is only law, medicine, and education. It doesn't include other health professionals like nurses or honestly, almost every single graduate program you can argue is a professional program. So I think a more holistic approach would be better in order to collaborate and kind of facilitate shared interests and improve learning opportunities, education opportunities, and networking, as well as mentorship.
Great, thank you. And what are the key pillars of your platform?
So I would say collaboration, inclusiveness, increasing networking and relationship building, like a cross-program mentorship program, bringing people together with shared interests, increasing opportunities for other programs and kind of leveling the playing field, and increasing the amount of diverse perspectives in student programming.
Great, thank you. And finally, how can people learn more about you and vote?
Absolutely. So the SGPS debate is this Wednesday. So you can check out all of the candidates talking about their platforms and debating issues. My platform is also on the SGPS website, along with the other candidates. And I'll also be posting on Facebook and other social media platforms to kind of talk about why I think I'm a good candidate for the role.
Hello, folks. This is Abiyaz from CFRC. We have Rit Nanda with us in studio today. He is running for Vice President Professional for SGPS, and we will be talking to Rit about it. Hello, Rit. How are you doing today?
I'm very good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to have you in the studio. So, tell us a bit about yourself and what position you are running for.
So I'm Rit Nanda, and I'm running for the Vice President Professional position in SGPS. I'm a third-year PhD student in Environmental Studies, which is an interdisciplinary department, including most professional participants. And I'm also a mature student, which means that I come into this with extensive industry experience in procurement and contract and legal matters. I'm also the convener of Queen's Network of Environmental Studies and a student board member of Switch. So I wear many hats, and I'm hoping that all of them can help me succeed in this position with everybody's support.
Awesome. So why are you running for office? I mean, what inspired you for this position?
Right. So that is a great question. If you look at the main remit of the Vice President Professional, one of the things that we have to do is to do, you know, outreach for professional students who may be isolated from the rest of the SGPS. And I found that there is a lack of synergy. Again, coming from the environmental students, environmental studies department, one would say it is a graduate department, but we are an interdisciplinary department who is interacting with everybody, and we see it all the time. So, for example, if you're looking at a student law club, to give you specific examples, they have the environmental law club, and they might benefit from interacting with environmental studies. The same for international law. In policy studies, for example, we have Jamshed Merchant, who is a lecturer, who was the former Canadian Consul General in the US Upper Midwest. Somebody in international law would definitely benefit talking to them. If we go into other professional subjects like, say, medical, they have in graduate studies, once the undergraduates, they decide if they want to do a graduate study, they can choose something like aging and health. But I don't think they have had the chance to talk to the Aging and Health Lab in Geography, which is called the Aging Projects Lab, run by Dr. Mark Rosenberg. Similarly, Dr. Lewis Nguyen in Biomedical and Molecular Sciences Program in the Environmental Studies. So there is a lot of, you know, lack of synergy that I feel that is there, and that is why I threw my hat in the ring. And the other reason, of course, is to, you know, advocate for professional students' needs and interests. And I think we have been too defensive in doing so, and we need to go on offense, especially this year when probably a strike action is coming. We need to be more offensive and play on the front foot and advocate for these things, have our own kind of community and a solidarity to take it forward instead of always waiting for the university to react.
Right. That sounds wonderful. So, Rith, what are the key pillars of your platform?
Well, there are four of them. So, as I mentioned, education is kind of where I categorize the, you know, the whole thing about synergy. As I said, across graduate student bodies and professional bodies and amongst them, there are synergies to be had which makes your educational outcomes better. I highlighted some in my previous answer. The second pillar is expansion. So one particular example I want to take is like the Med-Law games that we have between the medical and the law faculty. I want to include Con Ed in that too, and probably expand it to business, which is technically not a professional student body right now, but should be. By doing so, we started this about 10 years ago, right, raising money for the Alzheimer's Society and other charities. But maybe we can use it and open up to the wider Kingston community, raise money for the food bank, for students who might come from low-income backgrounds or international backgrounds, who might be who are already struggling but might struggle more with any strike action that comes in. So expansion. Support. Career fairs. We have an engineering career fair across campus, but for every other professional discipline, we have career connections through the departments. But like I said, there are other synergies and should be opened up to the campus so that, you know, people can benefit from it. Something personally, as I said, I'm a procurement and contracts specialist with experience in that. I have contacts there. Maybe law students can benefit talking to my contacts there as an example. So, you know, we need to have a wider support system. And finally, as I said, representation, bringing the student body closer. All the, you know, the graduate student body is quite close, but the professional student bodies still stay within their faculties. I hope they come together, interact more with PSAC for the professional students, which I think is dominated by graduate students, to understand their needs. And I think that is the fourth pillar. So education, expansion, support and representation. And all of this, of course, in line with what I listen to from the professional students and what they tell me.
That's awesome. Big plans. So getting to the very last part of our interview, how can people learn more about you and vote?
Well, for every candidate, including me, if you go to sgps.ca/elections, you will see all the candidates there. I am right at the very end, and I hope you will see and learn more about me. There will be a Queen's Journal page that will be coming up soon. Please feel free to peruse it. It should be out by Monday. And please feel free to visit my LinkedIn profile and search for Rith Nandad, as is RITNANDA. And most importantly, feel free to reach out to me. You can find it on your email addresses, search for me and reach out to me. I'm always happy to answer.
Thank you. So that was wonderful talking to you, Rith. Best of luck for your campaign. It was lovely to have you.
Thank you again for having me and appreciate all the support.
You're most welcome. Folks, that was me, Abhyas from CFRC, talking to Rith Nanda, who is running for SGPS Vice President Professional.
And that's a wrap for our conversations with and statement readings for SGPS executive candidates. And a special thank you to Abhyas Karim, our new campus news reporter, and our new volunteer, Jaya Kumar, for their assistance for this episode. We'll be back shortly with our coverage of the SGPS All Candidates debate that took place virtually on January 22nd in just a few moments. Thank you for joining us right here on CFRC 101.9 FM's Campus Beat and our coverage of the AMS and SGPS elections and referenda taking place at Queen's University on January 29th and 30th. I'm Dinah Jansen. This January, the Society of Professional and Graduate Students at Queen's University will hold its annual winter elections and referenda for SGPS student fee collecting groups on January 29th and 30th. The referendum and elections will be held online via Simply Voting. Eligible SGPS students will receive an email from the SGPS at 12:01 a.m. on January 29th with instructions and links to cast their ballots online. Learn more about SGPS elections and referenda at sgps.ca and on Instagram at QueensSGPS. And welcome back, everyone. You are still listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Queen's University since 1922. Coming up, we continue with our special AMS and SGPS elections and referenda coverage. I'm Dinah Jansen. In the next hour and a half, we present footage from the January 22nd Society of Graduate and Professional Students All Candidates debate, which occurred virtually with an almost historic number of candidates running for SGPS office, with 14 candidates in total. Video of the debate is available on the SGPS website at sgps.ca, and the audio for this broadcast is also available on CFRC's Campus Beat podcast via Spotify, Apple Music, and podcast.cfrc.ca. SGPS Deputy Speaker Eileen O'Brien facilitated the January 22nd All Candidates debate as moderator. Following Ms. O'Brien's brief introduction, we'll hear introductory remarks from SGPS Trustee candidates Emile Matisse, a neuroscience PhD candidate, and Nick Merton, a graduate student transitioning from master's to PhD in the Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering. Following their introductions, we'll hear from Vice President Community candidate Tanya Joseph, a PhD candidate in the Faculty of Education, followed by VP graduate candidate Ali Fathi, PhD candidate in civil engineering, and then VP graduate candidate Ikeoluwapu Barua, PhD candidate in the Faculty of Education, and Surabhi Velagala, a master's student in public health sciences. Following their remarks, we'll then hear from the SGPS presidential candidate Dawood Tula, a 2L student in the Faculty of Law, who is running unopposed, followed by Oishik Bhattacharya, a master's candidate in the Faculty of Law, running for VP Finance unopposed. Then we'll hear opening remarks from three of the four VP professional candidates, starting with Destine Lee, a 1L student in law, followed by Megan Roth, a second-year medical student, and Rit Nanda, a PhD candidate in environmental studies. The fourth candidate, Amir Shataya from Electrical and Computer Engineering, did not participate in the All Candidates debate. Two VP community candidates, Ava Fiorino and Claire Dobby, were also not present for the debate. Following each candidate's opening remarks, they will then field prepared questions from the SGPS, then field questions from SGPS members present in the virtual space, and debate with each other over those questions. Thank you for joining us here on CFRC for our coverage of the SGPS All Candidates debate. I'll now turn it over to the SGPS Deputy Speaker, Eileen O'Brien.
Everyone, and welcome to the 2025-2026 All Candidates Debate. My name is Eileen. I'm the Deputy Speaker of the Society of Graduate and Professional Students and will be the moderator of the evening. This debate will be recorded and will be made available on the SGPS website for those who are unable to attend. I will first proceed with the land acknowledgement, next candidates' opening statements, then the prepared questions, and finally the open discussion where the audience may ask questions in the chat and candidates may debate with each other. The Society of Graduate and Professional Students recognizes the traditional and ancestral territories of the Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee nations on whose lands we gather on today. This land acknowledgement reminds us that rich Indigenous governances still exist and will go into the future. This should also serve as a reminder that we are benefiting by living on this land, that this is traditional territory of Indigenous people. So I'll pass the floor on to the candidates, where they will have 2 minutes to present themselves and a summary of why they should be elected. VP Finance Katie, who is assisting me tonight, and myself will raise our hands when there is only 30 seconds left. So we will start this off with Emile's, if you can introduce yourself.
Hello, everyone. My name is Emile Matisse, and I am a neuroscience PhD student and the current president of the SGPS. Thank you all for joining us tonight. This is my fourth SGPS election, and it's honestly inspiring to see such strong engagement in what I think is the most contested and most attended elections in recent memory. So that's amazing. Over the past 5 years, I've immersed myself in governance. Prior to serving as SGPS president, I was twice elected as SGPS senator. I've served on 5 out of 10 Senate standing committees, chaired a Senate subcommittee, and contributed actively to departmental committees at the Center for Neuroscience Studies. Through these roles, I've spent countless hours meeting with students, faculties, administrators, and the university secretariat. I've listened to diverse perspectives and used these insights to inform my actions. I delivered speeches at Senate and at the Board of Trustees and engaged in challenging conversations with members of the senior leadership team. I've never sought to simply make noise. I've worked hard to ensure that when I speak, the issues I raise are heard. This means proposing solutions rather than just pointing out problems. My motivation for running for the Board of Trustees is twofold. First is I'm deeply uncomfortable with the fiscal direction provided to the university administration. We cannot cut our way out of a budget deficit this quickly without significant harm. Second, I'm concerned about the risk of proposals being advanced without sufficient evidence, like the recent push to cut the Queen's Graduate Award. Both issues fall within the board's purview. With the experience I've gained over the last 5 years and my demonstrated ability to advocate for students, even when that means standing up to the administration, I hope you will trust me once again to represent your interests. While the board and its processes can sometimes feel opaque, you can count on me to bring a student-centered perspective to every decision. Thank you for your time and for your consideration for me as your trustee. Together, we can ensure that we strengthen Queen's as an institution by supporting our students.
Okay, thank you, Emiles. We will move on with Nick.
Thank you. Thank you, Eileen. So, hi, everyone. I'm Nick Merton. I am currently finishing my master's student, starting a PhD in the Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering here at Queen's. And I'm also running to be the SGPS student trustee. So so my main point in my platform is that the teaching and research mission of the university is the most important thing that the university does. And I think it is very important and it's really necessary. And it's the goal, or it should be the goal of the trustee to ensure that that is protected and made the utmost priority in the decisions that the board makes, especially around finance and the budget and the allocation of resources. I've held a range of other positions that are relevant to this. I have been representative mostly to within at the department level and at the faculty level to the university. And in those roles, I've been able to do the hard work to work with faculty members, work with staff to build consensus around ideas that I have or ideas that have been brought to me from the student body for changes that need to be made. And similar to what Emil said, not just conveying ideas or not just conveying complaints, but actually building concrete solutions, as well as a lot of governance experience on the student government and faculty society side, where I've helped overhaul a lot of internal processes and really go into analyzing why organizations aren't working well and what we can change about them to make them work better. So I'd be happy to if you would vote for me to be your trustee. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Nick. Now we will move on with Tanya.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tanya Joseph. I'm a first-year PhD student in the Faculty of Education. I have actually been at Queen's since my BEd, so this is actually going to be my fourth year under SGPS. So well-versed being under SGPS of what's currently happening and what are the needs of students who are both in graduate and professional studies. I do have several experiences of leadership, including being the Education Student Society Consecutive President when I was doing my BEd. I am currently the PhD Education Representative on the SGPS, and I have been on roles for Vogue Charity Fashion Show, including the IEDIAA representative. And if I was elected, there are three things that I do want to accomplish, including fostering an inclusive community, strengthening current community connections and creating new ones, but also supporting policy change. And this is one of my biggest things that I want to focus on. This is mainly because of what's been happening with graduate awards, what we saw back in September, but also the idea that funding and the increasing cost of living is taking a hit on student mental health. And because we're worrying a lot about housing and food insecurity, this is all compromising the mental health of graduate and professional studies students. And so if I am elected as VP community, I do want to take the opportunity to find resources and help students under SGPS find a solution. Rather than just listening and hearing the needs of students, I want to take action, which is as equally important. And my slogan actually is connecting, supporting, and empowering. And I believe that I can do that within this role. And if I am elected, I do see myself making sure that each SGPS member feels heard, valued, and supported. So please vote for me.
Okay, thank you, Tanya. We will now proceed with Ali.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Ali, proud international student and PhD candidate in the civil engineering department. In Canada, I was the hiring manager of work studies in LSL, which is the civil engineering department, for 3 years. And I've been volunteering as a mentor in youth diversion for almost 3 years. Back home, I was a civil engineer and I was leading my team to design infrastructures and prepare reports for them. I was also a VP graduate doing my master's, trying to increase the government subsidies for more affordable meals on campus. I'm good at listening, understanding, defining problems, proposing solutions, feasible solutions for them, while I can clearly communicate everything with my peers. I'm also a very good team member, so I'm always there to help. Also, I've been living in Kingston for 5 years, so I know what is the lifestyle of graduate students and what are their needs, which are food insecurities, housing, and funding. I'm also passionate about student rights and making sure graduate students get what they deserve. So I'll use my strengths to make this happen.
Okay, thank you, Ali. We'll next move on with Ikeo Luwapu.
Yeah, good evening, everyone. My name is Ikeo Luwapu Barua. I'm in my third year of the PhD program. I stand as a candidate for Vice President Graduate at SGPS. My platform centers on food security, funding, housing, access to resources, mental health, peer support, and a sense of belonging. As a former executive with the union, I worked with other executives to advance emergency food support. And if elected, I will collaborate with campus unions to improve access and ensure these programs meet the needs of graduate and professional students. I've worked tirelessly to advocate for increased financial support and advocated against the cut proposed for the Queen's Graduate Award. If elected, I will continue to push for equitable and sustainable funding policies. I've stood alongside graduate students in challenging unfair rent increases as a member of the Community Housing Resident Association. I will continue advocating for affordable, fair housing options for all students. I founded the Queen's Journal of Education and I've consistently worked to expand opportunities for professional development and academic growth. As a former executive, I facilitated the certification of two members of the Joint Health and Safety Committee, one from engineering and the other from science. I also eliminated barriers to accessing mental health resources and advanced professional development bursaries. As a co-chair of the Joint Health and Safety Committee in my faculty, I strive for a healthier campus environment. I've had the privilege of mentoring and supporting several peers through the offices held as a steward, occupational health and safety officer, editor, and even as a graduate student. I've also received testimonials of the influence on graduate students in the Faculty of Education. Finally, I've mentored peers from diverse backgrounds, encouraging collaboration and mutual support to build a strong, inclusive graduate community where everyone feels valued. If elected, I will bring my passion, experience, and dedication to these roles, working to address these critical areas and strengthen our community. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much. Now we will move on with Surabi.
Hi, everyone. My name is Surabi, and I'm running for the VP graduate position. I'm in my first year. I'm a first-year MSc epidemiology student serving as the 2026 cohort student representative and an events executive for the FASAL community and the JOI committee. And I'm also part of their peer mentorship group. With experience also in healthcare and research in my extracurriculars and through work, I bring a diverse perspective on the challenges that graduate students face, such as housing and food insecurity, financial instability, and balancing academic and personal responsibilities. Through these roles, I have also developed great communication skills, been given opportunities to create change by pushing against resistance, as well as great leadership skills, and to be able to make a positive change in the community. And the main reason that I want to run is that for this position is that I would like to improve the graduate student well-being and their quality of life by advocating for better resources and ensuring collective action that reflects student feedback to enhance our quality of life. Along with addressing key issues such as increased funding and making working conditions more fair for graduate students by collaborating with other student communities and clubs, as well as initiatives to make these sustainable changes in policies which affect students. I would also like to focus on advocating for
food and housing security, building community among all graduate students, no matter their background, no matter their ability, and also increase support for their mental health and the resources for that, and also create a brighter future for them by increasing opportunities for things such as professional development. If elected, I would like to advocate for our graduate students in a positive way for their dynamic needs and promote sustainable changes through collaboration.
Okay, thank you very much, Surabhi. Now we will move on with Dawood.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you all for being here. My name is Dawood, and I'm a second-year law student. Having experienced the unique challenge of being a graduate and professional student at Queens, I feel that I can bring both an understanding of our community and a strong drive to create impactful change. In the past, I've worked in managerial capacities in the service industry, industrial operations, and also as a fellow at various think tanks during my undergraduate, where I tackled policy and economic topics, but also niche areas of research. Currently, I'm part of the QBLC, which is the Queen's Business Law Clinic, where we serve small businesses, startups, and not-for-profits mostly. And since joining, I've served in both a caseworker and leadership capacity over there. My experiences, I feel, are key in driving my commitment to increase collaboration, transparency, and persistence, qualities that I want to bring to the role of SGPS president, but also qualities that I believe will benefit the SGPS membership. With respect to the position's requirements, my approach is simple. It's about representation, furthering member interest, and ensuring SGPS sustainability. If elected, my focus is going to be on strengthening our collective voice, ensuring financial and wellness support for SGPS members, and fostering a united, inclusive community. My commitment is to provide strong and effective representation, particularly in dealings with the administration and other stakeholders. Ultimately, my aim is to ensure that SGPS remains sustainable, viable, and capable of delivering robust solutions to meet the needs of its memberships. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Dawood. We will now move on with Oishik.
Hello, everyone. I am Oishik Bhattacharya. Right now, I am in my Master's of Law in the first year in my second semester. I am running for the post of the Vice President, Finance and Services. So as per the requirement, I have earlier back in India, I have my finance and law as my undergrad degree. And after that, I worked for a business firm as a lawyer over there. So it makes me certain capable to execute this role. And it has also honed my skills, these experiences. And after coming to Canada, right now I'm also serving as the finance head of the Indian Graduate Students Association. So where I was able to collect funds from different SGSPA and AMS for certain events. So I think these have made me more wiser to apprehend and work for this role. And if I get elected, like some of the major platforms, I would work on ensuring the criteria of how the grants, funds, and the bursaries are being allocated to the students, and moreover, to advocate for a sustainable fee structure that would minimize the financial burden for the SGPS members, and also to work with the finance committee to provide a sustainable and equitable bursaries for all the international and the domestic students at the same point of time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. We'll now proceed with Destiny.
Hi, everyone. Thank you. I am Destine, and don't worry about the pronunciation. It's very challenging. I'm running for VP Professional. I'm currently a 1L law student. And similar to Dawood and Oshik, I'm very interested in being an advocate for our professional students, which includes not just the graduate students, but our own specific needs as medical students, law students, and the education faculty. I believe it's important to advocate for each individual department. And to do that, it's important to actually be able to be accessible, to speak to them, and to understand exactly what those scheduling needs and requirements are. I have an undergrad in business and economics. And when I was at Ivy Business School, I was the VP academic, where I enjoyed being part of the student body and also advocating for clubs, conferences, and exchange students.